Come on, praise him.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A couple of the great things that God, amen, praise God, has done, praise God, that is rehearsed over and over in Scripture, praise God, was the great deliverance, praise God, of Israel out of the land, amen, of Egypt. Amen, praise God. And God, amen, praise God, reflects on this often through Scriptures. And amen, praise God, even a greater deliverance is coming, praise God, for that nation, hallelujah, who is scattered now, praise God, among the nations, praise God, of the world. But God, amen, will get another testimony, praise God, later on as he brings Israel from every corner of the world to bring them back, amen, into their own land. Amen, praise God. God does what he does that men might honor and give him glory, that men might honor and give him praise, and that they might lift up his mighty name. God does nothing in our life that gives us a reason to murmur or complain. He allows nothing in our life whereby we will be justified in complaint or murmuring against the Lord. And so, praise God, amen. God did a great work for a people, praise God, amen, the people that sprang out, hallelujah, praise God, of Abraham, praise God, and all the way down through the line, can you say amen, Isaac and Jacob, praise God, who becomes Israel, praise God, and 12 tribes, amen, who would go down into Egypt by the design of God, amen, where he would, praise God, over the course of some 400, amen, in 30 years, raise up from 70 some odd souls, a nation, praise God, of 600,000 men, not counting the women and the children. Amen, praise God. God did a great and a mighty work in bringing, praise God, Israel out of bondage. Amen. Israel, praise God, were in servitude, praise God. They were under hard bondage. And they cried to God for deliverance. And God heard their cry and raised up a deliverer. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And bringing, praise God, Israel out, amen, praise God, he sent Moses to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Hallelujah. But Pharaoh didn't want to, amen, hear, amen, a word from a God that he knew nothing about. Amen. Who is this God of the, amen, Hebrews that I should obey him and let these bond servants go? Can we say amen? But Moses persisted in his request, and God, working with Moses, wrought many signs in, amen, the nation of Egypt, to let them know, praise God, there is no power in you to stand against the God of the Hebrew. You are to give God a praise. Yes, amen. Praise God, amen, praise God. And God wrought mighty works in Egypt, amen, praise God, to cause Pharaoh to recognize who he was. And every time God did something greater than what he had done before, Pharaoh again hardened his heart and would not let them go. But how many know you can never stop the plan of God? When God makes up his mind, what he gonna do? He's gonna do it. You better praise him. So you already know, praise God, that amen, praise God, as God wrought miracle after miracle, amen, praise God, plague after plague upon, praise God, the Egyptians. Even God separated his people in the land of Goshen, praise God, to bring them out, amen, praise God. And in the last, amen, praise God, instance, he slew the firstborn of all of Egypt, amen, the men, praise God, the cattle, the livestock, every firstborn died. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And God brought them this nation out with a high head and a strong hand. And they never shot an arrow. They never threw a spear. But God that was on their side, he did it. You ought to give him a praise. He was the God, praise God, unlike any other God. He was a God that was able to do what none of the gods of the Egyptians could do. They wanted to hold Israel, but God said, let them go. Amen. Pray God, let them go so that they can come and give me glory. Let them go so they can come and praise me. Let them go so they can come and magnify me. Amen. Pray God, let them go. Amen. I need them to be free to give my name the glory and to give my name the praise. I need them to be loose. Can you say amen? So God made a way for them to be delivered. Amen. And you know, even after he brings them out, amen, of Egypt proper with a strong and an outstretched hand, now they face a Red Sea. But how many know obstacles? It's no obstacle. You better praise him. Tell your neighbor, obstacles is no obstacle. Because our God is greater than anything that we face. Tell your neighbor, God is greater. I don't care what your problem is. God is greater. God is higher. God is bigger. God is wider. God is greater. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he brings them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Out. Amen. And over the Red Sea. And you know Pharaoh. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And his army and chosen chariots would have caught up with them. Would have destroyed them. Can you say amen? But God is a keeper. Tell your neighbor. Amen. The pillar of cloud and fire that led them. Hallelujah. The pillar of cloud and fire went back around behind them. And God stood between them and the enemy. How many know your God? Amen. He's your protector. Hallelujah. He stands in between you and those that would destroy you. How great is the power of God? Lord, have mercy. On the one side, there was darkness. On the other side, there was light. And God made a way through the Red Sea. And Israel passed over on dry ground. And the Egyptians are saying to follow. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, the world can never go where I can go. God is my deliverer. God is my help. So praise God. Amen. God tells the nation, take a last look at your enemy. Because those Egyptians, you see the day, you ain't gonna see them no more. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, deliverance. He don't have to save you. He saved you. He don't have to bring you out. He freed you. He don't have to loose you. He sets you free. Who the Son has set free? Free me. Say thank you, Jesus. You know. Amen. Moses stretched out his rod, and the waters came together. Every single Egyptian died, every one of them, down to the last man, they all died. And eight men in Israel saw their bodies washed up on the shore. And eight men in Moses began to sing a song. And Miriam got out the tambourine, and they began to give God the praise. Cause ain't nobody able to deliver like our God can deliver. God in his greatness decided, I'm not going to bring them along the coast. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Because the Philistines, they live along the coast. That's the short route to the promised land. But I ain't going to bring them a short route. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's what we want. We want the short route. Can you say amen? But can you say you can't handle the short route? Can you say amen? We want the short route. Amen. But the short route will not allow you to learn the lesson that you need to learn. Going the long way around. So tell God, thank you, that I ain't delivered yet. Because when I am delivered, I'm going to know what I need to know. So I'm going to wait on your time. I'm going to wait on your hour. I'm going to wait till you say is God did all of this for me. You would think, amen, hallelujah, all God done. God telling them, I'm bringing you to the land, flowing with milk and honey. It ain't gonna be like what you left. You had to water, you had to carry water, amen, like a garden, and pour that water, or dig canals. Amen. For the water to flow to your crop. But I'm bringing you to a land that you ain't gotta dig no canal. Lord have mercy. I'm bringing you to a land you ain't gotta carry no water. It's a land that flows with milk and with honey. I'm bringing you to a great land. You say, amen, Jesus. How many know where you're going? How many know where you're going? I'm on my way, amen, to a Canaan land. I'm on my way to a place of glory. You would think, can you say amen? After all the Lord had done for them, you would think, after all the Lord had shown them, you would think that after all, amen, God had let them know how much he loved them, that they would never frame in their mouth a murmuring against the God of their help and the God of their deliverance. You would think they'd be praising him all the way to glory. Be praising him all the way to the land of Canaan. But 3 days later, I think they would have learned
is coming. God got the solution. If I just hold my peace, if I just wait on the Lord, if I just hold up for a minute, I'll see God is able to do it. Can you say amen? If I just hold up for a minute, I'll see what God will go work out in my behalf. Because I know what he called me. I'm going to a land. Can you say amen? You're a soldier. Anybody know you just passing through here? This ain't home for us. This ain't where we're going to live and flourish. Amen. We just holding on and occupying. But this ain't where my life is. Can you say amen? I'm going to a better land. It's so important for the church to get the vision of where you're going. You gotta see where you're going.
You
gotta see where you're going. You gotta get the vision of where you're going. Can you say amen? Because if you're not looking forward, you're gonna be looking. Can you say that? You gotta see. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We don't hear them. Amen. Giving God the praise. Amen. For amen. The land of Canaan. We don't see them, amen, giving God praise for, amen, the land that flowed with milk and honey. We don't see God, them giving God the praise, amen, for where you're going to bring me to. But rather, they complain about where they are. They murmur. Can you see? Thank you, Jesus. Church is in a time, praise God, amen, praise God, when we are losing sight of a vision of where we're going, and we're being pulled in to where we are, and when we begin to look at where we are, we begin to murmur. And you say, thank you, Jesus, but you know what? You need to get the Egypt out of you. You say, thank you, Jesus, amen, praise God, every time, praise God, amen, praise God. I'm not going to be much longer. But every time they face a difficulty, can you say amen? They talking about it was better. Amen. Back in Egypt, we had, amen, it better. Back there, they murmured when there was no war. They murmured 2.5 months out of, amen, bondage because there was no flush pots. Can you say amen? We ain't used to eating this old dry bread. Can you say amen? They murmured because there was no flush. But God, 2.5 months later, amen, sent some quail and he began to rain down bread from the heaven. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God already know how he gonna deliver you. He already know how he gonna bring you out. He already got a plan. Amen. You ain't gotta worry. You ain't gotta make no plan. God already got a plan. They murder. They murder. God said, oh, no murder. What's wrong with it? Amen. How long they gonna murder? How long before they obey me? How long before they do? That's the amen, praise God, because no flush pots. They wanted onions and leeks. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Give me some spicy food. Can you see, baby? Amen, praise God. They got to the place. They said they was tired of that manna. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We don't want God's provision. Amen, but I'm telling you, you need God's provision. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God know what's better for you. You know what's better for you. You need God for you. They murmured, amen, about water. They murmured about, amen, praise God, the priesthood later on. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They murmured, amen, about Moses. They murmured, amen, about Aaron. Are y'all hearing me? They murmured, murmured, murmured. Amen. Praise God. Wasn't enough that they murmured out to one another, but even in their own tent at their house at night, they still murmur. Oh, have mercy. They still murmur. Can you say that? What it is. Amen. Praise God. They were not looking at where they were going. Amen. They had their eye in the rear view. Can you say, you can't see where you're going when you're looking in the rear view. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say, you got to take your eyes out of the rear view and you got to look toward where God is bringing you. You got to look toward where you're going. Church, easily losing sight of where we're going. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We got a problem with this. And we got a problem with that. And this ain't right. And that ain't right. Sometimes it looks like we're waiting for an opportunity to complain. Can you say amen? Instead of rolling up our sleeves, we get an opportunity to be a blessing. Can you say amen? We got the I don't want it. Can you say amen? I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Can you say amen? But what if God told you when you called on him to deliver you? I don't want
him. Amen.
If God told us, I don't want him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Lord, amen. It looks like we look for something. Amen. But, is my eye hurting? Is it hurting? Yeah, it is. Oh, Lord, I can't do it. My eye hurts. Yes, my sister. Oh, yeah, yeah, my finger hurts. I can't do it, my finger hurts. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Amen. They accuse God. Can you imagine accusing God? You brought us out here to kill us. They murmured all the way up to the promised land. Yes, they did. All the way up. You don't want to go all the way up. No murmuring all the way up. And if that wasn't bad enough, amen, when they got to the promised land and the spies brought back a report, they murmured it there. We need a vision of where we're going. But we can lock in on where God is taking us. But we can lock in a new heaven, a new earth. But we can lock in where all tears will be wiped away. But we can lock in on there be no more pain, no more suffering. Can you say amen? But we can lock in, amen, on what God is going to do in our behalf. But we can lock in on the promises of God. We won't be murdered. It's hard for you, amen, to acknowledge your blessing and get murdered. You say thank you, Jesus. Because when you acknowledge your blessing, you overjoy. And you say amen. You murmur when you don't acknowledge what the Lord is already doing in your life. So I got to praise him for my right now. And you say amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm going to leave you. But God is not expecting us to murmur when things get difficult. Can you say amen? Because every difficulty he allows in your life is working for your good. So then you want to pray to him. Because I know, amen, I got a view, I got a vision, I know what God is doing for me. The devil can do his worst, but God will work it for my good. Tell your neighbor, the devil can do his worst, but God will work it for my good. If you're saying that, before I open my mouth, before I complain, before I murmur, I'm going to give God the praise for what he's doing in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. trouble. Except for a sugar, brother. I can work that out. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. But remember, God never offered Job an explanation. He never told Job about his discussion with the devil. He never told him that. Can you say thank you? He didn't tell him when he was going through it. And he didn't tell him after he got to it. Your neighbor, God don't tell his business. He knows what he's doing. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And Job had enough sense to trust God. I know you know. He wasn't happy about his circumstances, but he held on to his integrity. He refused, amen, to give up on God and to give up on God. Amen was a cursed God and die. But God, amen, had been good to Job. And Job realized that, amen, God, amen, that brought me this far is able to carry me through. Whatever the Lord do, it's all right with me. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Get your head out the real view. Get Egypt out of it. Egypt will make you complain. Egypt will make you doubt. Egypt will make you bitter. Egypt will make you lie on God. Get the Egypt out of it. Yes, he has. Job came to the point of faith. That, amen, he gave everything to the Lord, yes. Can you say thank you? He gave everything to the Lord. Amen. My ambition, my life, what I desire. Can you say amen? I'm putting it in your hand, Lord. And if you kill me, I'm still going to trust you. I'm going to turn a loop. We need. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm saved. What does that mean? I have an inheritance with God. Can you say, I'm glad I'm saved? What does that mean? The consequences of sin that I deserve yet not gonna fall on me. I am justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the redeemer of the Lord, and I will tell the devil. Trials are going to come. Stay focused. Amen. Praise God. Things ain't going to work right. Stay focused. Amen. Praise God. You're going to cry sometimes. Stay focused. Amen. The enemy going to try to put your head down. But amen. Sidestepping. Lift your head up and still give God the praise. Stay focused. Egypt's message, you're going to die. Yes, that ain't the message for God. Amen. Praise God. God saying, you're going to live. And the psalmist said, while I live, while I have any being, I know what I got. I got to give the Lord. Stuff you brought with you out of the world. Stop looking at it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The devil wants you to remember Amen. Praise God where you come from. But I can't even look back there because I'm a new creature. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. My history has changed. Amen. Praise God. My history began at the cross. The day I got saved, I got brand new life. I can't look back no further than that. Can you say amen? The enemy wants distraction because he knows when you are distracted, you can't stand. He wants distraction. Peter had the nerve to get out of the boat. Hold on, I'm told you need to get out of the boat. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Oh, Peter, amen. He began to say, yeah, but he did walk for the Lord. Oh, Peter, he got distracted by the wind. Yeah, but he did get out the boat. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God wants us distracted. Guarantee you. Everyone this moment is not a focus. Because when you're focused on where you go, it's going to bring joy and not complaint. Can you see that? The joy of the Lord is our restraint. No matter how deep the trouble may be, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, get your head out of the rear view. Amen. Praise God. Get the Egypt out of you. If amen will rise up time and again. But before you murmur, refocus. Before you complain, refocus. Because amen, praise God, I'm rather like Moses. Enduring the affliction of the righteous. And to dwell in the tents of the wicked for a season. Can you say amen? If you want to know the truth, your affliction is light. If you want to know the truth, it's light. Not only is it light, it's working for you. So then don't buy into murmuring. Because that will work against you. The whole generation died. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They had the word, but they wouldn't mix it with faith. And you got to mix it with faith. The word won't do you no good if you don't mix it with faith. I'm going to leave you, but I came across an interesting thing. Amen, praise God. In the Sunday school, amen, praise God, lesson. And the writer talked about practical atheism.
Yes.
Now we know what an atheist is. Yeah. One that doesn't believe in God.
Amen.
But the writer brought the point of practical atheism. Amen. To the point where those who say they believe with their mouth, but their actions say, I don't believe God. They say they believe God, but their actions say, I don't believe God. Let me term that as practical atheism. In other words, praise God, they are not avowed atheists. But their works say they don't believe God. So I'm sorry. Just don't cry all night long. Cry a little bit. At some point, you got to believe in God. Yes, sir, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Worry will come to flush. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The Holy Ghost ain't got no worry. No worry. The Holy Ghost ain't out of Jamaica. No. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, pray God. But you ask God, he say, no problem. No. Can you say thank you, Jesus? To every child of God that come to God, with, amen, what they call, yeah, big.
Say, thank you, Jesus. Get the Egypt out of you. Don't carry it. Don't allow it to have a place in your life. Throw Egypt out. Because there will never be a justification in the world against God. Never will there be a justification for you to say any word. God is good. Because he is good all the time. God bless you. And get the Egypt out of you.